The Archie Alexander San Remo.
If you're going to have a bet, if you've got a dollar, place on San Remo, because he'll stay all day and he'll keep whacking away right to the line.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Miramar, too good. Three-quarter steel Prince San Remo.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, underwhelming was that, but what happened yesterday was unbelievably overwhelming for the majority of our investors. And we probably shouldn't call them investors, but follow us of the early mail, because what we did yesterday with Arch Alexander's help was take the $8 fixed for San Remo to run a place yesterday. $8 fixed, Rammer, to run the place.
That's
it looked the winner at one point.
Which would have upset me. Would have upset me. But third place, $8. Yeah. Wow. We took. We didn't take the market like we normally do at the end of the day after the race, because we thought the $8
was juicy.
Well,
ended up being about $4.60 the place.
Was it? So we got overs as well. We've had a good day.
That is clearly a Hall of Fame nomination.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But I think that we have to take a lot of the credit.
My
because,
word, we do.
You know, we've been under pressure. You know, a lot of people have been letting us down. So we had a production meeting, Daniel and I.
Oh, please.
And we talked about having to do things differently.
Please.
Yep.
And so what we're doing is we're crafting bets to get ourselves back in the game.
Can we start by updating the spreadsheet?
Mate, look at this. Look at the spreadsheet. It's unbelievable. Come and have a look, mate. Okay. Come and have a look. Well, I read that. That was yesterday. We're only as good as your last one. We're awesome, but we've got to keep moving forward. And Willie Hoonan's going to help us out today with our philanthropic benevolence. It's Sale. That's where we are today on the beautiful grass track out there. Willie, the vice captain of the track walking team, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It seems like the team is flying, so hopefully the track walkers can get some winners on our end as well.
Just at some stage, Willie. Just at some stage. In fact, I'll go so far as to say this racing season, the track walkers are zip from heaps. So can you do something about that today, please?
Oh, let's hope so. I'm quietly confident my horse today will go well, so let's hope so. But we'll start off with the track conditions, where the track is rated a good fourth racing at Sale today. The rail's out to 4 metres from the mile to 800, then 8 metres the remainder of the track, and the penetrometer is 4.60. Sale and the region are going through a bit of a drought at the moment, and they've had high winds the past week. So Matt and his team there put 12 mils of irrigation on for the week, but it still walks firm underfoot. It has a nice grass cover and cushion on top. There is some wear and marking from the 800 metres to the 400, which may cut out. And in the straight, it walks with marking right across. But it walks fair, and it should race pretty good. Top of 15 degrees, but most likely an upgrade at some point during the day at Sale.
Right, upgrade pending there at Sale. And you're right, they are very much a drought-stricken region, that part of Victoria. No doubt about it. No doubt. I was looking at the map yesterday, actually. A lot of that area of the world, the Gippsland sort of area, having a lot of trouble with the drought. So a lot of farmers in lots of trouble, Willie. Hopefully we can help them out with a winner. What have you got for us?
Let's hope so. This horse is nice odds today. Race 4, number 2, Edie Matilda. It's first up for a new camp. It's been trialling up all right. Let's hope it goes well on the firm track. And if it does, I think it'd be very hard to beat at the odds.
What number was it? What race?
Number 2, race
4. Race 4, number 2.
Race 4, number 2, Edie Matilda. Whitey, have you got a early market for us at tab.com.au on Evie Matilda? Because here in the paper it says $15.
Mm. Now, as a result of that, Willie, are you going to go the win or are you going to go the place, our new way of betting?
Ooh. I think we just go each way. I don't think we'll miss a place.
What's he doing?
Each way.
We'll go each way.
Each way.
Each way. Each way.
Can you still have a 50 cents each way?
50 cents each way is not helping us. This is not what we can't do that, Willie. We're a winner or we're a place.
We'll go win.
Oh,
we'll
go win.
$5.50 at the tab fixed at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to win.
We're taking the win.
Right.
Righto, Willie. If it says $15 here, there must spend some money somewhere. Race 4, number 2, Evie Matilda is our selection for Willie this morning. Good luck, young man. We hope it comes through.
Kick it on.
We will. Willie Hoonan, vice captain of the track walking team.
And Pat Carey has a couple of runners today, one in the first and one in the last. He hasn't planned that too well. Pat, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Anne. Good morning, Daniel.
What's going on here? Race 1 and race 10.
Yeah, I don't put the programs together. Wouldn't be like that if I did.
What are you going to do in between?
Probably go into Sale and have something to eat in one of the local pubs there.
Good idea. Good thinking.
Good idea.
Support the local businesses.
That's it. Race 1, number 9, starts things off for you. It's called Pips and Crowns from Gate 4, a first starter.
Yeah, he's quite a nice type of filly by Epaulette, having a first start. Just trialled up at home. Looks to me, well, she's got some ability, but might need some racing to bring her on.
Okay, so just a watch for today and see what happens as a result.
Yeah, drawn well. I mean, she'll take some benefit out of today's racing, that's for sure.
All right. Now, race 10, number 9, Boss Tweed from gate 7 is your other runner, certainly in the market and has been thereabouts now for quite a while in this preparation.
Yeah, might have run, I think he ran into a better horse the other day who took the benefit of moderate pace, but he was good. He come from back and kept coming in his good margins the third, so the run was okay. He's always about the money and run a couple of handy races in the autumn in those sort of Ovis races. So he looks relatively well-placed, well-drawn. Reese knows him. He's a big striding horse, so Sale should suit him. And if he gets a nice run in the race, I'm sure he'll be highly competitive.
All right, ticking a lot of boxes. A winning chance, or for our punters listening to this, an each-way option?
Well, he doesn't have any trouble finding one better than him, but, he's got one win beside his name from 12, so if you're inclined to have a bet, you'll probably have something on you each way, Rob.
All right. Terrific, Pat. Thanks for your time and good luck today and enjoy your lunch.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Good stuff. Pat Carey there with a couple today. So we're playing with race 9, number 6. Sorry, race 10, number
9.
Sorry, was my number. Race 10, number 9. And we're going the place or the win there?
Win.
Win?
Let's go the place. Let's just keep this thing going.
Righto. We're going the place. Good, I like that. Trent Busselton's got a heap going to sale today. He's got 7 in the track on the way up. Good morning, Trent.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, that's a lot, 7. So if you've got 2 that you're sort of leaning towards, if you were talking to our punters today and they had a dollar to spend, the 2 that might be worth investing in today?
Look, I think Sarah Bellum probably in the 58-14. She won her maiden, got that out of the way, and then she was very unlucky last start. 1,400 sale will suit her. She's drawn wide, but she'll get back in big track to get home. She's probably the pick of them. And in the maiden 1,400, got a couple of runners, Concrete and Vigier. Concrete's really looking to get on top of the ground, which he'll get today, and Blinkers on. He's drawn awkward again. If he can get some sort of cover from there, he should prove hard to beat. So there'd be the pick of my 2.
Race 7, number 9. Race 3, number 1 for Trent Busselton. We appreciate your time, Trent. Good luck today.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Good stuff. Got a busy day at sale tonight for Trent and Nat, Busted and Young Yard. So they're our numbers today. I reckon we'll have a good day today. I've got a feeling about today. There's a real momentum swing coming our way.
This dollar's stretching far.
No, a dollar each.
Concrete is $8 fixed, $2.70 the place.
What's Cerebellum, race 7, number 9? That's the one he sort of went to first. I like when he goes
that
to
was
that first.
Attack mode. I think that's
$4.40.
Yeah, we're taking Cerebellum. That's what we're doing. A dollar there. Race 7, number 9. We're having a dollar the place on Boss Tweed, race 10, number 9 for Pat Carey. And a dollar the win on race 4, number 2, Evie Matilda. They are our selections today in the Early Mail. Bit of fun, all that sort of stuff. If you're doing it today, get involved responsibly and have a good time. Otherwise, just cheer them home. Doesn't matter. They're always good fun to watch. Good luck if you're getting involved today at sale. After the 7 o'clock news, Brendan Goddard is going to join us. He's been in the news again, BJ. From the Bombers, we'll find out what the go is with him after this on The Breakfast Club.